The Drive to Feed the World. Welcome and hello everyone for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Mattis.
Hunger is a real issue here in America, particularly with children. 1 in 5 kids don't get enough to eat these days, and that's just not acceptable.
Randy Shanks, the National Sales Director for NutriBlend, says worldwide the numbers are staggering, and his company has put together an interactive roadshow traveling the nation to share how technology and agriculture can help fight hunger.
Drive to Feed the World is a couple of tractor trailers that we send coast to coast with videos that promote the animal agriculture industry and raise awareness of hunger. What we try to do is dispel many of the myths and misconceptions that are out there about the animal agriculture industry.
The Chew on This tour, our Drive to Feed the World, shares with audiences at universities, fairs, or civic centers about the increasing population and the need for more food.
What we wanted to do is get people to chew on different things to think about. Chew on this. There's 870 million people in the world that don't get enough food to eat. Chew on this. There's 25,000 people die every day from starvation and malnutrition. Chew on this. 1 in 5 kids right here in America don't get enough food to eat. Chew on those facts.
Randy Shanks of NutriBlend says, according to the United Nations, by the year 2050, the global population will be 9 billion. That means we'll need 70% more food produced to feed us.
The American public doesn't need to have concerns from all these myths and misconceptions that are out there, but rather feel confident in the food supply that we provide, and then encourage our industry to continue making these safe advancements to produce more protein while using fewer natural resources, because we've got a hungry world to feed.
The Chew on This tour will be at the state capitol on National Ag Day, March 25th, to share their message with members of the Tennessee General Assembly. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Mattis.